New people coming in. Just let you introduce myself and my team again. Leon Chick, head of Asia, ex-Japan Healthcare. We see great growth in the especially in the China region. We've actually tripled our size of our team to 6 now, covering Chinese healthcare. And one new area is kind of technology related. And many of you may know that probably 80% of the drugs in China are purchased still in hospitals. Unlike in America, there's no big chains such as CVS, Walgreens. And a leading company that's helping the drugstores and also the large chains to manage and improve their efficiencies and to have enough SKUs to grow their business in this new environment is 111 Inc. And I'm pleased to welcome the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of 111, Mr. Liu Jinling, to present his fast-growing company. Please.
Thank you, Leon, and a very good morning to everyone here. Pleasure being here. We have a mission, and our mission is to build the largest integrated online and offline healthcare platform in China, powered by technology. I guess the key word here is really technology. That is at the heart of what we do. A little bit of a history of our company. There has been 9 years operational history, and it started from the first venture we founded, which was called Yihaodian. That translates into the number one store in China. It was a grocery online platform. And the online pharmacy used to be part of that business. And in 2012, Walmart acquired 51% of that company. And my partner and I carved out the online pharmacy piece, and we bought it 100% and operated independently. And in 2015, when Walmart acquired 100% of Yihaodian, and so we left that platform and moved on to 111 full-time. So by 2016, we acquired the second internet license in China, internet hospital license in China, which allows us to operate within the scopes of conducting online consultation, online diagnosis, and also online prescription. And by 2017, we extended our capabilities in the B2C space to our B2B customers, namely the pharmacies across the country, the clinics, and also the private hospitals. So today, this 111 platform has already become the integrated online and offline new retail platform in China. So we want to address two problems in the healthcare industry in China. Number one, it shows here in the picture, I'm not sure how many of you actually had the experience of visiting a doctor in China. It is not the most pleasant experience. Usually, you take a long time to queue up to get a registration number, and you see a doctor very briefly, and then you get a prescription, and then you collect your... For chronic patients, this is especially not that pleasant because, now take an example of my mom who has heart stents, and unfortunately she has to be on medication for the rest of her life. And on a monthly basis, because in China, a doctor can only provide a prescription on a monthly basis maximum. So she'll have to, spend half a day to go through that process. And we have all the necessary infrastructure to actually make a revolutionary experience for consumers. So in this case, we have a online and offline solution for it. So let's say if you do have a prescription, all you need to do is to load up onto our One Drugstore app, and we'll get all the processes done and deliver the drug to you to your doorstep. And if you don't have a prescription, you can actually activate our app and access one of the online doctors to get a prescription. And once again, we can do the fulfillment without you being in the hospital physically. So, or if you have a Medicare card and you want to use that money, you can go to one of the 150,000 pharmacies we have, the network, across the country that is nearby to you. And once again, if you have a prescription, you can easily get it done. If you don't, you can also, at the store, at the drugstore, access our online doctor to have the necessary conversation. If deemed appropriate, the online doctor can issue a prescription electronically, and then you can actually complete that transaction at the pharmacy with your Medicare card. So not only do we actually help the customers to do the refill virtually, but also we can help to manage the overall chronic disease process. You know, let's say for diabetics, there are many things to do before you can use insulin. And even you have to use insulin, there are a lot of complications. We can help manage, we can help to interact with the customers virtually. We can help the customers to do the drug adherence and so on. So the second problem we want to address is really the inefficiency of drug distribution in China. And I want to do the analogy here in the United States. So here we have basically three pharmacies. You have the CVS, the Walgreens, and also the Rite Aid. And in China, we have 450,000 pharmacies, and nobody knows who the biggest guy is because it's all very regional. And the majority of the pharmacies are actually standalone stores. And even there are chains, they're typically small to medium chains. And in the United States, you have about three distributors. You have McKesson, you have ABC, and also you have Cardinal Health. And in China, we have 14,000 distributors. So as you can imagine, the market is extremely fragmented. And as a small pharmacy, even if you're a decent chain, it's not possible for you to reach out to the pharmaceutical companies directly. Let alone the pharmaceutical companies, it is also hard for you to access even the Tier 1 and the Tier 2 distributors. So typically, you know, as a pharmacy, you have issues like you cannot, negotiate a good price. And even if you buy, you have to buy at bulk. And, typically the inventory days on hand will run through 180 days to 300 days. We have seen 400 days. So it's not very economical. It's not very efficient. So we bring two things to the table. What we want to do is we want to buy directly from the pharmaceutical companies. And then we bypass the 14,000 distributors. And we can supply to the individual pharmacies directly. So the first service we offered to the pharmacies really is inventory on demand. And by virtue of our service, the pharmacies can enjoy the benefit of buying at a retail level. In the past, they had to buy in bulk. But in our case, they can buy a carton, they can buy a box, or they can buy two boxes, or they can buy a single unit. Because our supply chain has been integrated to accommodate that because we came from a B2C background. And also, we provide a smart sourcing to the pharmacies as well. In the past, it's rather ironic, even at a digital age in China, all the pharmacies, they use a piece of paper to record all the SKUs they need to replenish. And, then they start making phone calls. So it's a half a day exercise to replenish, let's say, a dozen or two dozen SKUs. Whereas in our case, all they need to do is to generate all the SKUs they want to replenish from the ERP, and then they load it up onto our smart sourcing, and we'll do the matching. And on the result of the matching, and we'll indicate, what is our price, what is the price they purchased last time from their ERP system, and then they can actually, modify the quantity they can tick. You know, it only takes a few minutes to get that process done. You know, obviously, by doing that, we collect very valuable data for us to project their demand, and we can actually automatically push POs out to those little pharmacies. And, you know, obviously people have questions about, you know, you have 450,000 pharmacies in China, that market must be going through consolidation. Very true, you know, there has been no effort on the consolidation process. And some of the big guys like Lao Baixing, like Yifeng, like Yixintang, they have been out there acquiring. And, you know, obviously, you know, after so many years of effort, the market still remained very fragmented. And there is a fundamental problem there in the market, because most of the pharmacies, if you look at the surface, they make money. And, you know, we actually went down on that path for a while, and very quickly we realized it was not the right path. So once we started the due diligence, you know, like, you know, a money-making pharmacy chain, and when you look deeper, how do they make money? You know, number one, they evade taxes. Number two, they pay employees less on the benefits, on the, you know, social security benefits, etc. Now, once you, you know, acquire equity of those companies, once you make everything compliant, the money-making business will become actually a money-losing business. So instead of consolidating equity, we actually concluded that it is far easier and far more efficient if we do the consolidation on the supply chain, because that's what we are best at. And, you know, my partner, Gang Yu, Dr. Gang Yu, who's not here today, he's a specialist or expert in supply chain. And his first company in the United States today, his software still is widely used by the majority of the airlines here in the U.S. And, you know, obviously in our first venture, when we did the online grocery, that is where we do the best, because we had, you know, rice, we had soy sauce, we had drinking water shipped to consumers' homes. So that is where our core competence lies. And we wanted to fully exploit our expertise in that area. You know, obviously, you know, the new direction worked for us within a very short period of time. You know, less than 2 years' time, we have already built out a network of 150,000 pharmacies. And this year, our target is to reach to 250,000, which we already have the line of sight. And by then, we would be serving more than half of the pharmacies in China. So if you look at you know, how we position ourselves in the overall market, you know, we want to be an enabler of the ecosystem. And when we have the key stakeholders in the ecosystem, we have, you know, pharmaceutical companies, we have the pharmacies, we have the medical professionals, and also we have the insurance companies out there. And our job is to really equip those key stakeholders with the necessary tools to better service consumers. You know, for instance, for the pharmaceutical companies, especially with the latest policy change, you know, like the presenter spoke about the 4+7. For those of you who have not heard of that new policy, so initially there were four cities the country picked, and then gradually that four became 11. So that's 4+7, and the government agency runs the GPO exercise. And, you know, the generic drugs, typically from the multinational companies, most, you know, majority of the generic drugs from the multinationals have been delisted in the hospitals. Even for those, you know, who stayed on, the discount rate ranged from 50% to 90-some%. So all the profit have just disappeared. And, you know, obviously, all the pharmaceutical companies will need to look for new avenues for growth. And, you know, where is the growth outside of the hospitals? Obviously, we naturally play in the space of, we call it the second and third terminal, which means the pharmacies and also the clinics and the private hospitals. And sometimes we call ourselves, you know, like we, you know, jokingly call ourselves the fourth terminal, because we're the enabler. We're there to service the retail channels outside of the hospital system. And, you know, obviously, we're in a natural position to help the pharmaceutical companies to open new channels for their products. And also, you know, for the pharmacy, you know, in the past, they had to buy in bulk. They couldn't buy at a competitive price. And with our services, we're enabling them to actually better service their customers. Not only do they buy with cheaper prices, but also we have a far wider selection for them. And for the medical professionals, they can have another site to practice medicine, and they can offer more premium, better services to their consumers. And last month, we just signed a very strategic relationship with Manulife in China. And, you know, obviously, the commercial health insurance is going to take off big time because the social security system cannot support the country for too much longer, given how, you know, fastly the population is aging. And, you know, the strategic partnership will allow us to explore many ways in terms of, you know, customer acquisition and also PBM initiatives, et cetera. So essentially, the way we look at ourselves in the fast, you know, changing healthcare industry in China is that we want to continue to be the enabler to better equip our partners to better service consumers in the future. And of course, all we do is really powered by our core capabilities. We call it the 111's core. There are four elements there in the core, and those are the smart supply chain, the cloud-based solutions, the medical expertise, and big data. So, you know, our objective is to really use this to do everything based on our core capabilities. You know, for instance, you know, everything we do, every single transaction is going to further strengthen our core. So at the surface, you know, people will say, well, you guys are complicated. You have B2C, you have B2B, and also, you know, you have internet hospital and all that stuff. So what is your model? So our model is rather simple. We just do one thing. We just need to build this core and continue to build onto it. And we want every single transaction to further strengthen our capabilities. And that's going to create the network effect or the virtuous cycle for us. You know, let me just explain a little bit about, you know, our supply chain. So, you know, there are three pieces in our supply chain. You know, Dr. Yu, my partner, is going to be the best speaker on this. Let me just speak on his behalf because we are doing this on a daily basis. So there are three elements. First element is really the relationship with the pharmaceutical companies. People usually take this for granted, and it took us 9 years to build relationships with more than 80 pharmaceutical companies where we have direct sourcing relationship. And each of the pharmaceutical company, even, you know, opening an account will take more than 6 months. And that due diligence process is rather stringent. And it doesn't matter who it is, you know, like relationship with the pharmaceutical companies is going to be a very critical element. And, you know, with that, of course, we can source, you know, with very competitive prices. And therefore, if we could bypass all those necessary layers and we pass on all the benefits to our end users, including the B users and the C users, and the customer is going to enjoy the benefit. And also in the second part of the supply chain is really our proprietary systems. And we have two dozens of systems there, including, you know, WMS, TMS, PMS, OMS, etc. And those are all proprietary. And we take great pride of our IT team because, you know, all those systems we cannot source from external plug-play providers. And because it's so integrated into our business processes, we'll have to actually develop everything in-house. And also, you know, the efficiency of operations. And we do have excellence of operations. And if you look at, you know, our overall cost to fulfill, we're absolutely the best in the class in China and to a certain degree globally as well. You know, even since our first venture, our cost to fulfill is impressive. At the moment, our overall cost to fulfill is about 6.3%. And on the B2B side, it's only 1.5%. And obviously, you know, our overall IT platform is modularized, is everything over the cloud. You know, for instance, the services we offer to our pharmacies is actually over the cloud. We actually say it is, you know, we call it the cloud inventory. It's all on demand. you know, a customer can, you know, order a single unit, and we can treat that, you know, at the back end of a supply chain as a consumer or as a business customer, because, you know, integrating the supply chain at the back end is actually a lot of work. We went through a lot of lessons and a lot of pains, and today we believe we're the only one in the overall industry in China that can cater for both, you know, B customers and C customers at the same time. And if you look at our management, we take great pride in our management. You know, obviously, we came from different backgrounds, including the pharmaceutical industry, including e-commerce, including some of the IT companies and so on. So, you know, moving forward, you know, obviously, we're still keen on attracting new talents. And I have another mission after the, you know, conference here. We're going to go to the Silicon Valley to have a job fair. And I brought my CTO along. We're going to look at some of the engineers and product managers from some of the best companies in the Silicon Valley, and we're on the hiring mode. You know, we've spoken a lot conceptually about you know, what we're doing. What is our revenue model? What is our business model? And this is where we're differentiated from some of our competitors in China. You know, obviously, the reason why we call our company 111 is because we have three businesses, and namely the one drug store, the one clinic, the one drug mall. We seem to have this incredible obsession with the number one. And the one drug store is our B2C business, and the one drug mall is our B2B business. And in the middle is our one clinic. It's the internet hospital. And the difference for us to have the internet hospital is not to monetize. Rather, we want to use that to help us to close the loop on both of our B2C and the B2B business. So, you know, having you know, spoken for so long, I want to conclude with a note of the regulatory movement in China. You know, of course, in the past year or two, you have seen a huge push from the central government. You know, you've seen policies like the two invoice system, the 30% cap of drug income for all the hospitals, and you know, the latest and 4+7, etc., and especially the internet plus healthcare from the central government. And obviously, we're extremely well positioned in the market, and we anticipate the market is going to rapidly shift from a hospital or doctor centered model to a more consumer centered model. And we just had a major announcement last week, and we struck a strategic relationship with the Kunshan government. Kunshan is a city just outside of Shanghai. It's about 45 minutes drive from Shanghai, and that is in Jiangsu province. And the local health ministry official was extremely keen to work with us, and we're going to co-host a new platform they're building, because the government has been encouraging the prescriptions to flow outside of the hospitals to pharmacies and to clinics and to primary care centers in the community centers and so on. So they invited us as their partner to co-host and co-manage this new platform. So on this new platform, of course, it's all digitized. All the prescriptions from every single hospital in the city to be loaded up onto this new platform, and they're using one of our proprietary systems, which is called PAMS. If you translate it, it is Prescription Automatic Management System. And that's a product we co-worked with Shanghai CDRC, NDRC, and they give us a lot of funding to develop that software. And obviously what it is that after a doctor issue a prescription, usually a pharmacist will have to verify that. And what we do is we use a system, use machine learning to do all the real-time management of that prescription. So, you know, obviously that is the first trial in the country, and the news is out, and we are extremely excited to work with the local government. So the customers in the future are going to have choices. In the past, all they had to do was to get the prescription in the hospital and pay in the hospital and take the drugs home from the hospital. But in the future, the customers are going to have choices of, you know, between they can take the drugs from the hospital, they can go to a nearby offline pharmacy, or they simply choose to wait at home for some of the e-commerce companies to deliver the drugs to their homes. So with that, I want to conclude my presentation. And the last word I want to leave you here is really, it's a lot of exciting stuff to look forward to in 2019 and onwards. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Liu, and great foresight in providing this online platform for drugstores. And I think one of the more popular questions we've ever had is how fast can drug makers move their sales from hospitals, which are low priced, to higher price drugstores, and that should move right into your area of expertise.
Well, obviously, it's not fast enough, and obviously, we just had the summit where we invited a majority of the country heads from multinational pharmaceutical companies and local pharmaceutical companies, and it so happened, coincidentally. The previous day, the government just announced the results of 4+7, and every single drug company became very nervous at dinner, and some of them had to say, you have to excuse us because, you know, we're going to go and revise our budgets. So that's the amount of impact, you know, that new policy is shifting. You know, obviously, you know, the 4+7, it's only 11 cities. You know, one can anticipate that it's going to be rolled out across the whole country. It's not going to be only limited in the 11 cities. So, you know, obviously, I think, you know, it's going to happen pretty fast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.